beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
Feeling vindicated? Take shots at Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These are sick people.
President Trump even called Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff pencil neck at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
There has to be accountability because it's all lies, and they know it's lies.
Saying in the collusion delusion's over after the special counsel concluded there was no Russia conspiracy. But Schiff still insists there was collusion, prompting Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee to demand he step down as chairman, but his fellow Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna told Fox this morning.
Adam Schiff shouldn't resign. Look, we have a separation of powers. That's part of the Constitution. You have strong oversight. And the president who can stand up to Xi Jinping can take Congress's oversight or a robust press.
Democrats want the full Mueller report to see the evidence the special counsel considered on possible obstruction of justice. Pope Francis has a new policy at the Vatican. He wants to be a model for the Catholic Church dealing with the pedophile priest scandal. It requires officials to report sex crimes to police, and there are new guidelines to protect kids from sexual abuse at the Vatican. Chicago is sending Jussie Smollett a big bill. Fox's Jeff Manasso is there live.
Dave, the city of Chicago is ordering Jussie Smollett to pay $130,000 to recoup the investigation costs after the Cook County Prosecutor's Office controversially dropped the 16 felony counts against him.
My recommendation is when he writes the check, in the memo section, he can put the word, I'm accountable for the hoax.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the city could also take Smollett to civil court where the now dropped case could be unsealed. Smollett's team saying it's the mayor and the police chief that owes their client an apology. Smollett's now in L.A. where he's up for an NAACP Image Award tomorrow. Dave.
Jeff, a federal judge has struck down small business health insurance plans he ruled were an end around Obamacare, not requiring all benefits that had been required by that law. President Trump has backed the so-called association health plans, which could be offered across state lines. This is Fox News.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word food to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text food to 246810. That's food to 246810. Food to 246810.
Before President Trump went to Michigan, he told reporters he's overriding his people.
I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos had called for a nearly $18 million funding cut to the Special Olympics in the Trump administration's budget proposal.
That led to some fireworks in the Senate Appropriations hearing, with this attack from Washington Democrat Senator Patty Murray.
This is not about tough choices. This is about you prioritizing your agenda over students with special needs.
That very personal attack put Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on the defensive.
You attacked and questioned my personal motives and my priorities. And I just want to be clear where my heart is. My heart is with all students. And for their futures, I want every single student to have opportunity.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Now, there's an update on the economy. Consumer spending rose ever so slightly in January, up 0.1% on Wall Street. Dow futures up over 100 before the opening bell. Two astronauts will take a walk in space today, but not two women who are planning to make it historic with the first all-female spacewalk.
Not having a properly sized spacesuit for both women, astronauts Anne McClain and Christina Koch, forced NASA to swap McClain, who spacewalked last week, for Nick Haig. The move triggered online protests, and NASA even replied to the outraged tweets, saying it is inevitable through regular scheduling that two women will spacewalk in due time. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's down to a dozen teams in the NCAA tournament.
Hachimura on the move, steps left, puts it up with the left hand, banked it too strong. There's Brandon Clark flying in and slams it home.
Gonzaga moved into the Elite Eight, beating Florida State 72-58 on Westwood One NCAA Radio. Another top regional seed, Virginia, also advanced. So did Texas Tech and Purdue, and there are four more games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been convicted of second-degree murder in a shooting from about a year ago. Sentencing was set for May 9th for 40-year-old Cornelius Freeman, who claimed Michael Moncler White was about to shoot him, so he fired wildly as White reached into Freeman's vehicle. The shooting happened in the 1300 block of Sunset Drive. White died from a single gunshot wound. Freeman faces no more than 30 years behind bars. An 18-year-old man has been charged in connection to a robbery in the 100 block of North Gregory Street in Urbana. Kevin Beasley Jr. was arrested by University of Illinois police for the incident on March 7th. Police said a student flagged down officers on March 7th to say he had been pushed to the ground and held at gunpoint while three suspects took his phone and money. Police are still looking for the other two suspects. Beasley is charged with aggravated robbery, which comes with a penalty of 4 to 15 years behind bars. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie. You need a dishwasher or stove?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, right there on Neal Street. Before you get to I-74, as you're driving north, you go check out the new Maytag or Electrolux or Bosch or Frigidaire. Go do all your consumer reports and find out what model you're like. Do all your homework. Look online. Check prices elsewhere. Whatever you want to do. Because Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has quality products, discount pricing, and then the 10-year free protection plan.
Wow!
So you can go in and say, hey, I got this for $50 less somewhere else, and say, fine, I'll match that, but you don't get the 10-year.
That's right.
Because you're not getting the 10-year at Menards.
Okay.
So it's 10-year protection plan, which comes with their low pricing, and you can go dig around and find a $20 less price, but you won't get the big deal here, so you want to pay the extra $20 mm-hmm. and get 10-year protection.
Agreed.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can get started at appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. It's all they do. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some light rain today, fog issues this morning. Today's high 55, 39 are low tonight. Morning showers in the forecast tomorrow, otherwise some clouds and a high 43. Decrease in the clouds in the evening with a low 24 Saturday night. Sunshine on Sunday's forecast, high 43, low 27. 53 now, ESPN 93.5.
All right, Jeremy Warner Show live at the big high school coaches event coming up today. And Jeremy Warner will be talking to Lovey. That'll be on the Jeremy Warner Show. Lovey Smith coming by. We're not sure of the timing, but sometime between 9 and 11. So be listening to the Jeremy Warner Show for Lovey Smith. He's not on very much, folks, so you got to hear what's going on with spring ball and get the very latest. Looking forward to the Jeremy Warner Show with Lovey Smith sometime between 9 and 11. Coming up, Tan Carp this afternoon. Cardinals baseball tonight. Cardinals will play in Milwaukee again. Game 2, only 161 games left. Cardinals lost yesterday. It was a hard game. Exciting. Jose Martinez pinch hitting in the ninth. Hit a ball over the wall that Lorenzo Cain went and caught, robbing him of a home run and a tie game. But it was 5-4. Milwaukee wins game 1. Milwaukee and the Cubs. Cubs win 12-4 over Texas. Those are two really good teams. I think the Cardinals are right there and can compete, I think, this year with their new lineup. All right. What about a siesta? Perhaps a little nappy poo. Healthy living expert Dr. David Barchek. Is it good to take a little nap in the afternoon, David?
Yeah, this study showed that about an hour is worth about a 5-millimeter drop in your blood pressure, which is a significant amount. The issue becomes who's got an hour to take a nap, right?
Well, you got to make it. That's how
right.
That's how you do
there's
it.
A
you
schedule.
Just I'm doing it, but I heard about the. This is embarrassing, but I've fallen asleep at my desk before
yes.
for 3 minutes and feel better.
Yes.
What about those short 10-minute deals? Is that a myth or is that true?
No, I'm a big fan of those. Now, I think that this all really boils down to what we know as the relaxation response. This is actually from 1975 by a fellow named Herbert Benson, where they actually studied this at Harvard, that meditation, and that requires a couple of things, but meditation actually lowers blood pressure, heart rate, and respiration rate. So while an hour nap might not be practical, you know, 10 or 15 minutes in a dark room, even if you don't fall asleep, could really have some healthy benefits to it.
You ever try and sleep and then you wake up and you're not sure you slept, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Did I sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Did I fall asleep? Because you're thinking
right.
All of that. But, I mean, and then if it's an hour, that's solid, you said, David. What if it slips into an hour and 45? That's just too long. You're getting the REM stuff, right?
Yeah, but as far as for this was very specific to blood pressure, right? So that not just overall health
okay.
and
yeah.
sleep patterns,
gotcha.
but that more than an hour was for every hour there was about 3 millimeters of mercury drop. So
yeah.
they're not recommending everybody sleep for 2.5 hours, but I think an hour would be plenty.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how much should we be for healthy living, David? How much should we be sleeping every night?
Oh, I mean, most of the studies say between 6 and 8 hours for adults. Teenagers really require a bit more than that, and they're probably not getting it because they're staying up too late. But I'm sure there are a lot of – I mean, you guys are on the radio. You guys are up at crazy hours in the morning, so I'm sure it's tough for you at times to get that 6 or 8 hours, huh?
Could I get some sort of a note from, say, a doctor like you that says 5, 5.5 is fine? Could I just get some sort of something? Because I'm not.
I think if you're 5.5, you're close to the 6. But you know, 5 or less is you're getting into the risk area, right? I mean, so and remember that behavior leads to risks, and risks lead to disease processes. So you're not gonna die from this stuff overnight. But if you do it over and over again, and you're depriving your body of the sleep that it needs, then maybe you do need a nap during the day.
Yep, naps are good. We love them. David, how do people find you?
Yeah. Online is barckwellness.com. That's BARCZYK. And my book, Wellness Wake Up Call, is on Amazon. You can get any time.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, have a great one.
Didn't ask him about the 27 months Janet didn't sleep more than 2 hours.
Right.
But we try and take naps if we can, particularly weekends. But it's fun. We just like, if you're tired, take a little nap, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Listen to your body.
If you're tired, you know, I generally like putting on the golf. Here's a shot. About 14 feet left to right. And you just can't help it.
Right.
See ya.
Relaxing.
See ya, George. See ya next Thursday. All right, 8:13. Going to check your sports headlines coming up. Hitler, Javi Baez, homers.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Cardinal recap all next.
For more information.
It is 8:15, ESPN 93.5, sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Well, the Cardinals started off the season with a loss. 5-4 as the Brewers were on top yesterday. They've got a game starting at 7:10 tonight. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals opened the season with a bang with a 3-run second inning, a 2-run shot for Colton Wong, followed by a Harrison Bader home run. Mike Moustakas homered in the second off Miles Michaelis. Then Christian Yelich hit a 3-run shot in the third. Jaleesa Chacin, the winning pitcher, hit a home run in the fifth. Colton Wong homered in the seventh inning to make it the 1-run score, 5-4. The Cardinals were down to the last out. Josh Hader had retired 5 in a row, striking out 4, as Jose Martinez was batting for Colton Wong. 1-0 the count. Here's a swing and a high fly ball, deep right center field, to the track, to the wall, and it is caught by Kane at the top of the wall. And the Brewers hang on to win 5-4, even though Jose Martinez gave one a ride, ending the game on a fine catch by Lorenzo Cain. Chacin the winner, Michaelis the loser, Hader with the save. It's Jack Flaherty against Freddie Peralta tonight. We're on the air at 6:15 with the pregame show. I'm John Rooney.
Cubs over Texas, 12-4. Lots of big bats, especially Javier Baez.
Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Gallo, back to the left field fence, looking up. It's gone. Home run, Javier Baez. The open stance, here comes the pitch. Javi swings and hits one to deep right field. Going back, looking up at the wall. Goodbye. Number 2 on the season for Baez. A 3-run blast. Bryant hits a drive into right center field deep. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Long gone. Chris Bryant. Cubs lead 12-2.
This is a road game. There are more Cub fans in Texas than there were the Ranger fans.
Right.
I know Rangers aren't very good, but dang.
Right.
That was Wrigley Field or something.
Chicago White Sox game was delayed by rain, but Kansas City came out on top 5-3 in the end. They've got a game Saturday starting at 1:15 against the Royals. Illinois and Iowa in Iowa at 4 this afternoon. If you want to take note of that, go Illini. Blackhawks beat San Jose 5-4 yesterday. There was some movement in NFL action with Jordan Howard from the Chicago Bears as a 24-year-old running back to the Philadelphia Eagles, and we get a six-round draft pick in that process. Today, LSU and Michigan State, Auburn, North Carolina, Virginia Tech and Duke, Houston and Kentucky. Yesterday, as we move on in our Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament,
yep.
Gonzaga, Texas Tech, Purdue, and Virginia
yep.
into the next bracket.
I had chalk. I had all the favorites, so I decided to change. So I took Texas Tech to win it all.
I was just looking at the shot of Tiger on his knees under a bush using his club in that match play that's going on. And that was a pretty good shot. He got pretty close to the pin on that.
It was ridiculous. He was on his knees shooting left-handed.
Yes.
And got it within, what, 5 feet?
Right.
Yeah.
But not enough to save him and Snedeker.
I don't know if he's ever, when they've been in tournaments together and everything else, I don't think he's ever lost to Brett Snedeker until yesterday.
Okay.
Now, they play again today. It's like a double funny a limb. I don't know how they're doing this thing. But anyway, it's more golf today. WGC out in, actually down in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
The home of the Texas Longhorns. Okay. Got to check our Fox Business Minute. We'll do that coming up in just a few moments. Jeff Manasso in Chicago, the latest on the Jesse Smollett. The fact that Rahm Emanuel, the outgoing mayor, went ahead and sent him a bill for $130,000 and said some sort of an apology to. And he did tell the president to stay out of it, which I thought there were a lot of people calling for the FBI to look into it. So I just think it's anti-Trump versus what a whole bunch of people want to see is more investigation from the FBI on that. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mild conditions. We're at 53 now, up to 55. Some fog and mist. We've got a low 40 into the evening tonight. Morning showers tomorrow with a high 43. Then down to 24 with a decrease in the clouds. Make way for sunshine Sunday. High 41, low 27. Again, 53. A little foggy and misty, ESPN 93.5.
I called Johnny yesterday, and he and Greg Bobby came up, and they were driving up when I called him. He didn't
tell
me. He said, yeah, I'm getting some gas. I didn't know where he was. He surprised me, said my sister.
Yes.
Okay, upcoming birthday. Here we go, 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were spending a little more in January, but not much more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.1%, mostly reflecting weaker car buying. Consumer spending declined in December. Separately, the government says Americans were making a little more in February. Personal income increased 0.2% after declining in January. Used car dealership company CarMax is reporting a mixed quarter, though BlackBerry, which is now a cybersecurity company, reported stronger than expected earnings. WOW Air customers are left with few options now that the airline has shut down. The Washington Post says several airlines are offering discounts to WOW ticket holders, among them the Lufthansa Group, which includes Lufthansa, Swiss, and Austrian Airlines, also Iceland Air, Aer Lingus, and Virgin Atlantic. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Well, we got Money Smart Week coming up. It is, dang.
Tomorrow through the following Saturday.
I thought it's here already.
Uh-huh.
Kathy Sweetler is Consumer Economics with the U of I Extension. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me come on and talk about my favorite topic.
Consumer Economics. Describe your role.
I think it would be easier to say that I teach personal finance. So I get to geek out and go out and talk to people about money and how to use it to empower themselves to reach their goals and what they can do, you know, just to make their lives a little better.
Why in the greatest nation on earth are we so illiterate and bad at it?
Well, because if it was just numbers, we could do it. But there's all this psychological context, environmental context that makes us, you know, like to think for the short term versus the long term.
Yeah, but I wanted to go on the dog sled. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. We took the family up to the peak of the mountain, and I didn't have to, just charged it. That's what everybody does when they get kind of fired
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you just, like, you know, you see what you want today, yeah. And we don't give ourselves a lot of time to stop back and think about where we want to be with our finances.
Yeah.
And that's really what's cool about Money Smart Week, is you can say, oh, that's sort of interesting. I might want to buy a home someday. Let me go talk to, you know, listen to this one-hour presentation, get started on this. Or I got a home, but I need to maintain it. Or maybe I'll retire someday. Yeah. What is this Social Security stuff? How does that work?
Well, I think probably a good tip for all of us would be to discipline and dial down the emotion, right? We get emotional. Christmas time, we're spending stuff. We get the bills in January. You got to stay on the plan, don't you, Kathy?
I think you got to stay on the plan, but you also have to decide what's important to you. What's your plan? It might look different to you than to me.
Mm-hmm.
So having an idea of where your priorities are and what you value, that, you know, if you look around, none of us spend money the way our siblings do or the way our friends do.
Yep.
Doesn't make it right or wrong. Just means, long as it's work, you know, long as you're feeling like you're moving to where you want to go.
Yeah,
is there an easy way to budget?
No.
Okay, the short answer from Kathy.
You're supposed to give us the answers we want to hear.
Oh, yeah, then yes.
I can drive through and get nutrition, right?
Put, you know, take a look at where, track your spending, see where it's going, and then ask yourself, are the things that are most important to me where my money is going? Or could I be diverting it to something I don't care so much about towards something fun or something important?
That's good, because I think number one is actually have an idea where your money goes.
Yes.
And then kind of match that with what you're bringing in.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, it's Kathy Sweetler. How do we take part in Money Smart Week?
So it's actually pretty easy. Just go online to moneysmartweek.org. You can search for events by your zip code, and you'll find out what's happening locally here in Champaign and Vermilion counties. Or also take time to, like, search by topic, because we've got a lot of things online, webinars and podcasts. So even if you can't show up for a presentation at a particular time and place, there's some things that you can take advantage of, you know, at a more, maybe more convenient moment for yourself.
Nice.
You can get smart at this if you want.
This is a lifetime learning.
Yeah.
The things I needed to know when I was 20 are not the same things I need to know now.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have, you know, where there's always updating to be done.
And Kathy Sweetler probably has all kinds of mason jars full of cash in her backyard. That's all she, you're probably great at money.
There you go. Hey, so now everybody's going to be out digging up my backyard. Thank you.
Please resod it, though. No, listen, it's fun to know this, and you're good at it, and I'm sure you're a great advisor, and they can reach you at Extension.
That's right. So you can give me a call up at one of the extension offices, or, you know, check out our events, too, on Facebook. We're trying to post these around so people can see things that look attractive to them.
MoneySmartWeek.org.
And if you're really a smart, you know, the pressure's on you, because aren't people watching you? She spent something that she didn't need. What is she doing?
You know, then I always say, hey, I don't need that, but this is something that makes my life worthwhile,
boom,
and I got a plan for it.
There you go.
Listen
to her.
I can splurge every once
in a while.
Kathy,
thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. What was that website again, Diane?
MoneySmartWeek.org.
Awesome stuff. It is, financial literacy is pretty darned important.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, definitely something you ought to do. ESPN 93.5, 827. Rosati's.
Yeah, those are delicious sandwiches.
Yeah, you had one of those, didn't you?
They're wonderful.
Really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So Rosati's Pizza on Gregory near Krennard in Urbana, if you want to go grab a fish sandwich today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back. The Fox News is next. Latest on Jesse Smollett, who says he's been exonerated. Really? 8:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds his first rally since the special counsel report finding his campaign did not conspire with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Mueller report, we're told, is 300 pages long, give or take. So far, we've seen Attorney General William Barr's summary. The Supreme Court has stopped the execution of a cop killer in Texas.
Patrick Murphy, the Buddhist, asked that his spiritual advisor be allowed with him in the death chamber. The state said no, because no Buddhist priest had been trained in the state's execution protocol. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that because the state offers Christian and Muslim spiritual advisors, denying Murphy would have violated his First Amendment rights. The state's still deciding what its next step will be.
Fox's Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new Target is coming to the area. The News Gazette says a new Target is set to open next year at the base of the new hub on campus High Rise that's going in the southeast corner of 6th and Green Streets in Campustown. It appears the store will use part of the building's first two floors. The High Rise is set to open in August of 2020. The new Target store is set to be about 17,000 square feet. Sentencing is set for May 2nd for a Champaign man found guilty of molesting a friend's daughter. 43-year-old Curtis Hairston was convicted by a jury of one count of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. He faces 60 years in prison. The jury found Hairston not guilty of a charge involving the same victim. Another Illinois state trooper has died after being hit outside a squad car. 34-year-old Brooke Jones Story was on the shoulder of U.S. Highway 20 in northern Illinois when a semi-trailer veered off the road and hit her and her car. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
53 now on ESPN 93.5.
A lot of people kind of point the finger at our education system, perhaps at some of the views of the young, perhaps a little indoctrination going on. I don't know how common it is. But the story out of the seventh grade classroom where the right answer was Donald Trump should not be president, and Hispanics are against Donald Trump. I mean, and I know it happens at higher levels.
Sure.
But I just don't think it's the thing you ought to do. If you teach a class at the University of Illinois, should you get into a monologue about how you hate the president?
I mean, I feel like it should be that way in journalism, too. It's total opinion, it seems like, and not facts. I think the classroom should be full of facts that the kids learn, not opinion.
And what happens is you cross over to the punditry, the editorializing, which is a huge industry in itself with the shows. The Rachel Maddows and the Sean Hannitys, those are opinion shows. They're not a news show. So you have to be able to say, let's go now to John Roberts, live in the White House. That's a reporter. And they should say, but then you've got this Jim Acosta, CNN, supposed to be factual and a reporter. Wouldn't they just slam the president?
Mm-hmm.
And so it blurs the line, but you got to just report facts if you're a reporter. But you give your opinion when you're an opinion person. That's fine. That's part of the whole thing. You just have to know, and I think a lot of people look at somebody and think they're a news person. They're telling me something so opinionated. How can that be? Well, they're not a journalist. They're an opinion person. They're a personality, and that's the line. But you know, I think University of Illinois is very typical. There's plenty of professors that lash out at Trump, and I know that to be a fact. It just you got to be able to distinguish. And a lot of times when you're 18, you don't really know. I remember vividly of a very opinionated presentation on something in the time of 1970s, and I was all in. I said, wow, that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then you step back a little bit and say, okay, then I get a little better understanding now of the whole thing. So you learn these things. You don't really know a lot. You just don't because you haven't really paid attention.
Right. You don't have that historic experience.
No. You're just trying to figure out how to pass the class and date the guy, right?
That's right.
I mean, it's there's other things, so you're not going to have the perspective. So somebody that is a teacher you like saying how bad a man Trump is, it's going to have an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it's appropriate. I think you ought to teach. I really do. I think teach your subject and say, hey, you know, we don't talk politics in here. That's my opinion. If it's a political science class, I think that's whole different level.
But if you are a student and you do call out that, hey, I didn't appreciate that, you know, I don't believe those kind of things.
Don't do that.
Will you get a good grade?
Don't do that.
Okay.
Because why would you?
Right.
Because you might not get a good grade. They control a lot in your life.
That's right.
So you don't go there. Well, be a man. No, be smart. You don't challenge a professor or a teacher. It's not worth it. because you have to alienate somebody and make them mad and angry if they're already angry. It just don't do it. Okay, 8:37 Cardinals tonight. It's pregame at I think it's 6:15, 7:10 first pitch. Cubs off today. They'll play. They're off today? How can you be off on a Friday?
I don't know.
It's just early. Anyway, Cubs off today. They'll play tomorrow in Texas.
And to start off with interleague play is weird to me.
Yeah, it is.
Texas Rangers.
Texas is a good start because it's warm in Arlington and it's easy.
Sunny and 73.
Texas isn't very good. Jeff Manasso is good. He's Fox News reporter in Chicago. Nothing going on with Jesse Smollett, huh?
Well, nothing as of yet. We'll see if he pays that $130,000 that the city's asking him to pay, or actually the demanding that he pay. And if he doesn't, which it doesn't seem like he's going to, based on his lawyer's response, that it's the city, it's the police chief, it's the mayor that owes their client an apology. So if he doesn't, this case could go. It could be a civil case. It could be a civil suit. And if that's the case, then that means that the case that's now been dropped, the 16 felony counts, well that could all be unsealed, and all that information could be used against Jesse Smollett to sue him to recoup this amount of money that the city wants. So this is just a constantly developing story. We'll see what happens with Kim Fox, who now says she wasn't recused, or she did not recuse herself after saying she did recuse herself. She said it was basically semantics and just improper word choice that, while we thought you recused yourself, she actually, her office was still, working the case. And obviously, all eyes are on her in terms of her relationship with Jesse Smollett, his family member, and the text messages that CPD released, and the inappropriate communications, I guess you could say, between her office and family members on behalf of the former chief of staff for Michelle Obama prior to the case being tossed out. So there's a lot of moving parts on this. Jesse Smollett's up for an NAACP Image Award this Saturday.
Got to be kidding me.
So he's out in L.A.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's up for an Image Award still, even though... Okay. That's wonderful. Now, again, there are two strategies in all this, Jeff, as you probably know. One is a tearful confession, and the other is like Joe Kennedy told Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick, deny. And you just stay with him, and you hire Harvey Weinstein's PR people, which is what he did, and you bring the big heavyweights into Chicago. The moral of the story, boys and girls, is just no people in high places. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people say. And look, I mean, the consensus here in Chicago really is outrage, and it was outrage prior to this case being dropped in this controversial decision by the prosecutor's office, which infuriated the police, which infuriated Mayor Rahm Emanuel. You heard from President Trump in his rally last night in Grand Rapids, said I never agree with Rahm Emanuel, but I agree with him on this. So the FBI and the Department of Justice, according to the president, is reviewing that decision. Jesse Smollett is also on the hook for an investigation. The FBI, the U.S. Postal Service, still looking at that letter that police contend that he sent to himself, a death threat letter sent to Empire Studios here in Chicago. And, we'll see what happens with that. If convicted on something like that, wire fraud, you don't mess with the U.S. Postal Service. That could be 20 years in prison. We'll see.
Well, okay. Jeff Manasso, Fox News, my friend. Thanks so much.
You bet.
8:41. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what you do. You either cry and confess or deny and stick to it. But for him to be still up for an NAACP award, there are a lot of fine people that win those awards.
I know that.
At least with the cloud over this guy, just maybe wait a year? Why in the world would you award him anything right now? Let's let things sort out a little bit. He was not exonerated. They dropped the charges because they dropped the charges. Some people made a call. It's ridiculous. Everybody knows it. When Rahm Emanuel and Donald Trump agree on something, even though Rahm Emanuel doesn't want the president involved, that's more political and personal than anything.
Host Anthony Anderson saying, I hope he wins. For the
Image Award?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, unless you believe he's truly not guilty, and I guess you presume innocence, but I think there's a lot of evidence that got sealed. What? Why would you seal it if it's... It's ridiculous. Everybody knows that. All right, 842.com. All right, we're off and running. Only 161 more games, and then the season will be over for baseball. We started in March this year, and we're going till October. Wow, maybe November.
St. Louis Cardinals will face Milwaukee at 7:10 tonight here on ESPN 93.5 with Jake Flaherty and going
Jack Flaherty.
Yeah. Against Freddie Peralta.
But Jack Flaherty is... I mean, everybody's watching this kid because he has the makings of a superstar. We'll see.
Okay.
I know the Brewers treated Miles Michaelis rudely yesterday, I thought. At least three home runs.
Huh.
Yeah.
And to come to the very last, you know, catch.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was over the wall. It was a home run, and he went over the wall to catch it. So, heck of a play by Lorenzo Cain.
That's right. Cubs over Texas's Rangers 12-4 yesterday. Their game tomorrow night on US 105.9 just after 7 o'clock. Javier Baez has some great hits. You want to hear any of those? What, Stevie? Not into the Cubs?
I was ready for the Cardinal round.
Okay, there. Gotcha.
Okay. Here's Javi, not once, but twice.
Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Gallo, back to the left field fence, looking up. It's gone. Home run, Javier Baez.
The open stance, here comes the pitch. Javi swings and hits one to deep right field. Going back, looking up at the wall. Goodbye.
I mean, that's at Texas.
Right.
It sounds like Wrigley.
The roar of the crowd.
I know. That's how humiliating is that when there's so many more blue than your whatever Texas colors are?
Uh-huh.
Well,
Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3. A rain delay, a couple hours delaying that start. It's Saturday at 1:15. They'll go at it in Kansas City again. Illinois is in Iowa. That game starts at 4 this afternoon. On to the NCAA College Basketball Sweet 16. Gonzaga over Florida State, 72-58. Texas Tech soundly beat Michigan, 63-44.
If you saw that game with like 9 minutes left in the first half, you know what the score was?
What was it?
6-6.
What?
Halfway through the first half, it was like six. It was awful. It was clank. Stevie J plays in that game. I could have done what they were doing, missing.
Wow.
Everybody missed everything. It was unbelievable.
Purdue over Tennessee, 99-94. Virginia over Oregon, 53-49. Today, LSU and Michigan State, Auburn and North Carolina.
That LSU-Michigan State's a dandy because Charles Barkley thinks LSU is the most talent in the tournament. Most talent in the tournament on LSU. So
that's the first out of gate, 6:09 tonight.
That'd be a good one.
Virginia Tech and Duke.
Yep.
That's the one Justin Gensler is saying.
He said
Virginia Tech all the way.
Tech's going to win, that's what he says.
Yep. Houston and Kentucky in the latest game. Blackhawks over San Jose yesterday. Pacers in Boston tonight. That's sports.
Okay, let's jump to our weather one more time. Let's just kind of wet, really. I mean,
yeah, but mild conditions today. I like that.
Noticed a little more green.
I do.
Yeah,
I
green
like
up.
It.
Yep.
55 our high, down to 40. We've got showers throughout the day into the evening and tomorrow with a high 43, low 24. Partly cloudy by Saturday night and sunshine on Sunday with a high 41, low 27. Right now the temperature's at 52. ESPN 93.5.
I am going over to the U of I Meat sales room.
Excellent.
They're open today.
Okay, U of I Meat sales room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat food.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers at the meat sales room. Steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat sales room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
Hi, guys. This is Matt.
This is Ben.
Here to inform you about the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K Walk and Run on April 7th.
The Illini Veterans Student Organization hosts this run every year to raise funds for the Chez Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education that provides comprehensive and integrated services for our veterans as they pursue degrees at the University of Illinois.
A big thanks to Carl Hospital. To register on April 7th for the 5K that steps off at 10 a.m., go to ibmemorial5k.eventbrite.com. And to find out more about Illini Veterans, go to IlliniVeterans.org.
When it comes to homes, it makes a difference whom you list with and buy through. It makes a difference in down payment, sales price, purchase price, level of satisfaction, and countless other areas. For the best in quality and service, call Carol Meinhardt and the Selling Homes 24-7 team at REMAX Choice. Carol has experience with residential homes, commercial homes, rental properties, and so much more. Find them online at sellinghomes24-7.com or call or text them today at 217-840-3328. Carol and her team look forward to hearing from you.
It's time to mark your calendars for the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Illinois merchandise will be liquidated out of Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 13th at 9 a.m. Find items marked up to 90% off retail price and find team-issued Nike apparel right from the Illinois Athletics Equipment Room. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for more information and previews on sale items. It's the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you. Whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness, we keep you comfortable in all conditions. Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. I'll be the first in line again.
Get a chance to play some of the Cardinal highlights. We heard the Lorenzo Cain game-saving catch, but Colton Wong had a game. Now he had two home runs, Harrison Bader, and John Rooney was really good on it.
Here's a pitch that swung on, and that's hit deep. Right center field. Colton Wong just leaves the yard. A two-run homer for the Cardinals second baseman. And with two outs, Wong followed the Fowler walk with the big fly ball. The pitch. Bader hits it deep to left field. That's a goner. Back-to-back with Colton Wong. 3-0 Cardinals in the second.
Yeah, felt pretty good at that point. And then, of course, here comes Christian Yelich, who could be the greatest hitter in the history of mankind. Three-run home run. And that just got over Bader's glove. So, I mean, there was it was a good game. 5-4 Milwaukee, they'll play again tonight in Milwaukee. Cubs off, they'll play against the Rangers tomorrow down in Arlington. And the only reason I know Arlington is that's where the rookie, Jimmy Morris, remember that movie? What a great movie. Dennis Quaid. Jimmy Morris got his debut at Arlington, Texas Rangers. True story. Anyway, from the movie, The Rookie. All right, stand by. You got the boys over there at Hilton Garden Inn. They're doing a live broadcast, Hilton Garden Inn. Got all the Illinois football coaches are in town for the big convention. Lovie Smith will be on the program, my friends. We're not sure what time. It's when he has the availability. He'll stop and sit with Jeremy Warner over at the Hilton Garden Inn with Austin. So stand by for the Jeremy Warner Show on location this morning. All kinds of good stuff. And, of course, we got spring football going on. We got spring football going on as we get ready for our bowl appearance this coming year. Well, that'll be fun. All right, we are out of time. Stand by. Again, live from the Hilton Garden Inn next. I'm so glad you're listening. Tay and Karp this afternoon, Cardinals baseball tonight. And I'll meet you on the radio Monday morning. I hope you have a fabulous, great. I'm going to talk to you again, April. I'll talk to you in April, which is Monday. We have our law enforcement official of the month winner. We'll commemorate and salute. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
It's time for your out and about with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining me. Terry, you may want to head out to Prairie Fruits Farm this weekend, right?
That's right. You know spring has arrived when it's time for Baby Gun Brunch at Prairie Fruits Farm. You can bring the whole family out for locally sourced breakfast items and hot chocolate before meeting with the newborn goats that are arriving daily.
All right. If you like movies like Pitch Perfect and TV shows like Glee, you're going to like this.
Well, the other guys at the University of Illinois will celebrate 50 years of a cappella with a performance at Cranert Center on Saturday night. Alumni will return to join the current group for a fun and reminiscent concert.
And one of my favorite events all year long, Pachacacha is back.
They will be at the Virginia Theater on Saturday night. At this time, it's a lineup of all women. Hear from 11 women as they present 20 slides in 20 seconds each for a guaranteed night of entertainment and inspiration.
All right, sounds good. For details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend right here in Champaign County, where can our listeners go, Terry?
Visit champaignCounty.org.
George Sandwick, our law enforcement official of the month. You go every day, you do your thing.